Hi, I'm Barb Hamblett.
And I'm Angela Stott.
And this is our story. These twin bundles of sagebrush were harvested from the hills of Kamloops in the Secwepemc-Kulu. This plant has spiritual and ceremonial significance for the local Indigenous people, and we believe aptly represents the network Angela and I have developed.
The Ecological Society of America reports that sagebrush operate as a networked plant, communicating ways to survive and thrive in the presence of adversity. In fact, sagebrush support each other in ways that actually influence other plants to take action. Barb and I operate within a collective of sagebrush who, through planned and intentional action, continually strive to diversify our networks.
For instance, when Dr. McGregor's work with the Indigenous Transitions Network was shared out through the Aboriginal Enhancement Schools Network, the Transitions Report identified key strategies used by the ally-focused inquiry teams. Strategies like adjusting your risk meter, questioning your bias and privilege, and making sure to connect the head, heart, and hands were all emphasized. These strategies resonated deeply for me and for Angela, and I use them throughout my work, and she does with hers.
I've been privileged to have been connected to networks throughout my career. They have shaped who I am as an educator, thriving on the collective brain power and action of a group. My involvement, small and large, with QTL, mentioned in Catherine McGregor's paper, NW Rise in their early days of realizing a network in the Pacific Northwest, the network of performance-based schools that grounded me in collective and collaborative work, and the network of inquiry and Indigenous education, to name some, have emphasized the value of relationship and a flattened hierarchy. As our image depicts, we have open and willing hearts surrounded by informed action and strong interpersonal relations.
Working with Angela has honed my relational leadership skills and has helped me balance this with purposeful action. With every network I encounter, be that educators in my own school or those across BC, I hear Angela's voice asking me, "What are we doing on purpose to meet the needs of our learners?"
Working with Barb has highlighted the acceleration of informed action. Using foundational documents and frameworks like the spiral of inquiry, we are more apt to take risks, be vulnerable, and have fun publicly with our colleagues who are joining us on this learning journey.
These are only a few examples of what we've learned from others. Along with the kindred nature of our working relationship, continues to deepen the work we're currently doing. Like the sagebrush, our networks are influencing and supporting one another as collectively we continue not only to survive, but thrive in the face of adversity.